Welcome to 92.3 FM, where we invite you to delve deeper into the biblical understanding of common themes found throughout the Bible. Join us for a journey of discovery as we explore Bible mysteries unraveled, guided by the insightful teachings of author Dr. Charles Palicki.
Hello, this is Dr. Charles Palicki coming to you from Atherton in Queensland. Session 5, The Bride of Christ, continued. In the previous session, we heard that the love story between King Solomon and a nobody, a lowly Shulamite woman, is an allegory of the special love between Christ and his future bride. A future that seems to be very close, judging by what we can see happening around the world today. The Book of Songs is rarely used in church because of its romantic language. Though there were a multitude of beautiful women in Jerusalem, more beautiful and of greater rank than the Shulamite woman, Solomon chose this nobody to be the focus of his love. There is a parallel in the Christian community. There may be mega churches with great speakers attracting millions worldwide on TV, some much more noble than others, yet God sifts them all to see who is suitable to be part of the bride. God picks individuals. The prophet Isaiah expressed God's heart when he spoke under the power of the Holy Spirit. But to this one I will look, to the afflicted and pleasant in spirit, and the one who trembles at my word. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. This is also why the prophet Samuel anointed David to be the future king instead of any of his older brothers. David was a simple shepherd boy who loved to sing over the flock of sheep. His heart qualified him to be ruler over Israel. Yet, of course, like any of us, he stumbled into sin but recovered by repenting. And we can do that too. This should encourage many in the Tableland region who may have little opportunity to meet gifted preachers or worship in an environment of thousands praising the Lord. But we must never be discouraged. The Lord is more interested in the heart than in the electrifying atmosphere that some can generate, or even in this or that gifted speaker through whom the Holy Spirit may be miraculously healing people on stage. One Sunday, I prophesied during a gap of silence in our service. I said, "I'm not so much interested in your voices and music as in your hearts. I'm after your hearts," says the Lord. The Lord wants to plant a living seed in our hearts, a living word that the Holy Spirit wants to water day after day until we grow to maturity. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12 promise that. His word is living because it can change our hearts to be more receptive to him day by day. I've often been surprised, no, almost shocked, at the wisdom and scriptures coming out of the mouth of some whom I had labelled a lame passenger at our meetings. Over the years, I found that some of the quietest and seemingly helpless participants were used by God at critical times. Therefore, every member of the body of Christ is crucial. These people need encouragement to speak out more freely. If you can identify with that, I would encourage you to take your rightful place in your group. Don't isolate yourself. I discovered that my faith grows immensely when I read the Word of God in the company of others. As Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, "Some people have gotten out of the habit of meeting for worship, but we mustn't do that. We should keep on encouraging each other, especially since you know that the day of the Lord's second coming is getting closer." Contemporary English Version. In a recent convention, an outstanding international people held sway over the people. Although equal time was given to a local, people almost yawned and fell asleep during his sessions. Yet I found his presentation from the book of Philippians full of wisdom for daily living. I was appalled that the audience loved the international speaker while they were largely disinterested in the local speaker. I use the word audience advisedly. The ears and hearts of many were apparently more attuned to be entertained that weekend than to hear a word from the Lord. When we turn up at church, is it because it's a Sunday and it's part of our routine? Or do we come with open hearts, wanting a word of direction from the Holy Spirit? The same could be asked of our attitude towards taking communion. Our neighbours often see our hypocrisy better than we do. As the Apostle said, we are walking epistles for everybody to read. It is ironical that people in the world are better judges than some of us. Have you ever been asked, "Why are you doing this? Aren't you supposed to be a Christian?" Listen again. It's ironical that people in the world really spot us when we are not walking the Christian walk. Let us therefore become true followers of Christ. If that is you, blessed are you, and forgive those whom you might be tempted to despise. Love them into the kingdom, but not with human life, with godly love. Godly love, of course, is often misunderstood, and it can sometimes bring conflict. But let us maintain a gentle disposition. God may love the soul, yet hate the way they live their daily lives. Jude chapter 1, verse 23. Some of them might be influenced by dark spiritual forces in heavenly places, but once they see the light and want to change, they too can be redeemed. God is no sugar daddy. He doesn't love people into his kingdom. He loves people into his kingdom mixed with the truth, delivered in a loving and merciful way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." John 14:6. On the other hand, some of us have to be scared into the kingdom. I ran into the arms of Jesus, so to speak, because I was terrified at the thought of spending eternity in hell. Jude chapter 1, verses 22 to 23. How are we to grow to spiritual maturity will be discussed in a later session, but essentially it revolves around Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. This is Dr. Charles Palaghi again on 92.3 FM, signing off for now.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Bible Mysteries Unraveled series on 92.3 FM. We hope you gained a deeper understanding of the Bible. Join us next time as we continue our journey with Dr. Charles Palaghi and dive deeper into the timeless truths found within the pages of the Bible. You can reach out to Charles through his email, charles.palaghi@gmail.com.